Peace and blessings, guys. Thank you so much for tuning back into Let's Be Honest. Once again, this is Ropani. I hope you guys are all blessed and well. I'm beyond grateful for everything that's been happening in my life and for you guys continuing this journey with me. I am beyond grateful. I'm surprised I have another guest that would love to do some life interview questions. So if you guys are ready, we'll go ahead and get started. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. How's your day?
My day has been a blessed one.
Awesome. I
Well,
love to
thank
hear
God.
that.
And yours?
My day was amazing. Got a lot of things done. You know, it's come to an end. I'm beyond grateful. I got a lot of things done today.
God is good. God is good.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello guys, my name is Alfam Sibe. I'm originally from Zimbabwe, currently living in the UK. I'm the age of 27 years old, and a Christian. Love God. God always comes first. And and I'm a man who is a peaceful man, and I hate like violence. I hate anything to do with violence and anything to do with anger and stuff. Like, I hate things like that. I do not like them things. I grew up in Zimbabwe, and I was at the age of 12 when I entered the UK. That was in 2006, 28 December 2006. That's the day when I officially entered the UK.
That's
And
no, that's amazing. Go
yeah, thank you. Thank
ahead.
you.
Of course.
If you want to know the real alpha, okay, this is how like really, really began.
Okay,
So I
well,
was,
oh,
yeah,
I'm
so
sorry
I
to
was,
cut you off.
yeah. So I was born on the 29th of January, 1994. That's when I was born. That was my birthday. When I was born, my mom was pregnant, and apparently my dad and his brother didn't want me. So this is personal, guys. This is personal. Yeah. Like my dad and his brother like carried my mom to the hospital, wanted me to get aborted. But luckily, like my mom and God had to do with something so that I'll be alive to see this day.
No, that's awesome.
When the when my dad took my dad and his brother carried my mom to the hospital, like my dad carried like probably the hands, the brother carried the legs or something like that. Something that, that's how it happened, or probably. And they took my mom to the hospital. They wanted me to get aborted. And
Wow.
then my mom said, "In the name of Jesus, if you touch my baby, like, I will sue you in court to the doctor." Court, the doctor didn't perform like this operation and whatever. They didn't abort me. So I'm a living miracle, as you can see. And that's not the only thing. That's only not the only thing that happened in my childhood. The devil was testing me. the devil was really trying. Like, the devil didn't want me on this planet. I fell out of a moving truck before, as well, when I was a little kid. I don't know if you are like if you grew up in Zimbabwe, there's we call them Ngoro, sort of like there is like sort of like a truck, and there is like an open space behind it where people sit at the back, where they have to sit and the truck starts moving and all that. And if you fall out of it or something, like it's like hard to come back in, like because they would have left you. They would have left you. So I only managed to put one leg at the back of this.
You said you grew up in Zimbabwe and you
Yes.
moved to the UK at the age of 12.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, did growing up in Zimbabwe and the UK affect who you became today?
Yeah, like it did have a like an effect of like who I became today, because in Zimbabwe, like we are taught how to respect and all that and everything, like how a person should like live their life and whatever, and we are disciplined in Zimbabwe. In the UK, it's like kind of like different. It's sort of like people live differently. Like you're not disciplined here. Like you can do whatever you can do, and like if someone tries disciplining you just say, oh, I will take you to the court and whatever, because you are trying to discipline me, you're trying to like abuse me or something, things like that, which is kind of different from the way we were taught in Zimbabwe how to discipline someone.
Okay, so do you think you're more disciplined now, or did you adjust or adapt to the UK culture of not being
Like
disciplined?
me, I felt like I grew up in Zimbabwe where I was taught like real how to like where I was taught discipline, and now I'm living like the way I was taught in Zimbabwe. I'm living with discipline, but with my siblings over here, they have been taught a different like a different ways of living. So like over for them there is no discipline. They can do whatever they want, and they don't respect like you when you are talking, when you are an older person and you are trying to talk to them, they don't respect you.
Okay. All right, I can see why I'd say that. So what is your morning routine like when you wake up in the morning?
Okay, when I wake up in the morning, I kind of like spread my bread, my bed, sorry, spread my bed.
You got to, you always got to make your bed every morning.
And go for a shower and brush my teeth, brush my hair, and take good care of the beard. Take extra time on the beard, though.
That's asset.
And sometimes like not like I don't do this now like every day that way I used to do. Like I used to like wake up each morning, say a little prayer and all that, but nowadays it's like I think like things making me like not say like a prayer every day. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's the UK culture or things like that that changed me.
Okay, interesting. You said things. What kind of things?
Sort of like when I used to do like prayers and all that, and like the things like that's making me like not do them like every day. It's like disappointments, sometimes disappointments in life, and sometimes also like I've lost some of my friends. Like some of my friends died,
I'm
and
sorry.
like one of my friends died of leukemia, like cancer,
I'm
without
sorry.
me, like knowing that he was going through this. And like when I saw him, he was so bubbly, happy, and all that. And I didn't know that he was going through all this, and he was suffering. Like all I could see was him smiling, and it's really sad. Like one day you see someone looking so strong, and the next he's no more.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
It's really hard. I definitely understand. It's really hard.
And I lost as well, like one of my friend, a brother from church. I lost him recently on the 31st of like October, like Halloween night. Like he was like stabbed by people and they killed him.
Wow, that's really horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, can even imagine the healing you're going to go through. Yeah.
Yeah, like
Definitely,
sometimes,
blessings will come your way.
yeah, sometimes it just makes me question like all these things that are happening. Like, whilst God is there, like why the things happening like this way, when God always said like he will always be there for us. Like in the Bible it says, I'll always be there for you, like if you seek me. And so like the reason why it's been so difficult to pray is like sometimes you just like you've been praying, you've been doing this, and it feels like there's no signs, but God is always saying, I'm doing this for you, I'm doing this for you, but it's like you're not seeing it. You don't see it because of everything that's happening to you.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I think sometimes it just takes time. Yeah, I can't even imagine. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
So my next question is, what is the best compliment you've ever received?
What is the best compliment that I have ever received? My mom, like, she said I'm the best thing that has ever happened to her. Like,
Oh, that's amazing.
that's something I'm really, really grateful for. Like hearing my mom say that, like,
That's so sweet.
and many people told me like like that they wish that their sons were like me at heart, like which is like made me like feel like I'm really special, because like if
You are.
another woman like who is not my mom but like is there is like you are more of a son than what my son is like saying that to me. It's like, wow,
Wow, yeah,
you're actually
wow.
leaving your son and you're coming to me telling me that I'm more of your son just because I bought you like a small thing like a Bible or like I've done your gardening and whatever. They just say, oh, you are more of a son than what my son.
Wow. That's amazing. That would definitely make anybody feel good. What did you want to be when you were a kid and why?
What I wanted to be when I was a kid, like if I tell you, like you'll be like, wow, you are mad. So
want to know now.
like my family, like my granddad was in the army and my other granddad was in the army. So when I grew up, I was like, yeah, I want to be in the army. I want to be a soldier and all that. And I used to practice everything. I got it like in a tank when I was like younger than 12, like in an army tank with my grandpa. Like he died. He died though, but he put me in an army tank before. He put me in an army tank before, like long time before. And
Wow, that's a good memory.
yeah. So I every time when I think of him, I just like I think of the way he took me in an army tank ride, you know that. And it really made me want to be a soldier, the way everything like was like. But when I grew up, when I heard like, oh, that like being a soldier, yeah, means you go on the battlefield and like people die on the battlefield. So I like, wow, I don't know, I don't imagine I imagine myself as a killer. If I'm walking in this Christian life, I don't wanna be killing people. So
Yeah, makes sense.
yeah, so like I had to change my dream life, but now it's really difficult because like all my life I grew up saying I wanna be in the army. And like growing up and next thing like you're trying to find something to do now. You're trying to find like something where you are mostly fitted at because like what you wanted to do, you have a change of mind. So right now, I can say I'm still discovering myself. Like I'm good at art, I'm good at music, but I really have like am trying to find where I'm suited there. Like I've done like construction, I've done engineering and so many things, but I'm also gonna try like business and stuff, but I'm still discovering where I'm best at. Like I'm not sure where I want to be, where I'm going, but I know like of the plans that I have.
Okay, that's amazing. At least you're out there figuring it out, exploring, experimenting, trying new things out, and discovering yourself. It's a long journey, but you're gonna get there. You're on the right path. You're still, trying to see where, like you said, you fit in. So you'll find it one day.
Thank you.
Of course. If money wasn't a factor, what would you do with your time?
Like to tell you the truth, like money to me is not a factor. Like I don't care about money, but like everyone else, like my mom, my whole family, like they always come to me like say, you should like money should matter to you and all that. They try to push it in me. They try to make me like love money. Like they try to make me like work nonstop. But to tell the truth, like if I get money, me, me, I do not spend money. Like, I do not spend money. Like, mostly, I'm a giver. I give money to people. Like, I have given to so many people, and I got so many blames from my family for giving away money. If I tell you the amount of like money that I've given out, you'll be like, wow, he's mad.
You must have a lot.
Like it's just like I have a giving
Mean,
heart.
being a giver is not bad as long as you know your limits.
But me, like me, I know my limits, but I just love giving.
Okay, that's wonderful. What's your favorite movie and what does it reveal about you?
My favorite movie. like I would say probably like is it Think Like a Man or something like Think Like a
Think
Man. I
like
like
a man. Wow, that was so random. How come? What does it reveal about you?
like Think Like a Man reminds me of myself sometimes, like because like when I'm sort of like the Kevin Hart like Kevin Hart like character. I'm something like that.
Really?
I like when I'm in love like with someone, it really shows that I'm in love with someone. Like because I love to spoil them, and also like I will cherish them like they are their whole, like they are my world, and they are the top priority. Like although I may look like a fool like doing it, but like it shows that person that I really love them. Even if I act like if I act the fool like Kevin Hart, you see.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. At least you're showing your actions, you know, you really care for somebody and you're putting your whole work, your whole back into it. So, you know, it's special. Okay. So what are you passionate about?
Me, I am passionate. I'm passionate about the things of God. Like I love God. I love God. Like God always comes first. And also, I'm also passionate about like things of art, like drawing, singing. I love singing as well.
Oh, you
And
can sing.
I can sing a little bit. I can sing a little bit.
I mean, we'll save it for next time. I was going to ask you to sing, but if you're not comfortable, we'll save it for next time. Oh, awesome. Who's your favorite artist?
Who's my favorite artist? Okay. I like brother, I like Chris Breezy, you know, Chris Brown. I like him.
Okay, so you sing like him?
I wish I was I sing like Chris Brown. I wish I sing like Chris Brown. But and also I like when it comes to gospel, like I like Kirk Franklin
Okay, he's good.
and also what's his name? Dr. Toomey.
Okay. All right. So I don't know who Dr. Toomey is, but I'll definitely look them up. Awesome. So if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
If I could have one superpower, oh my days. Let me say, I have a lot of superpowers that I wish I had, but
Okay, you top two.
My top two, okay. I would love to be like a teleporter, like who teleports to the other side, to a random place. And also, I love to be like, like, and someone who goes like invisible, where no one can see me, so I
Yeah,
can listen to all the
invisibility.
people, so I can listen to all the people who gossip about me.
I think we would all wish to do that. That's funny. I love that. So what's your star sign?
My star sign. I'm in Aquarius.
Oh yeah, January 29.
Yeah.
What's a fun fact about Aquarius?
Like the thing is, like, when we love someone, we do show it, we do show it, and also we really judge, like to look deep down, like on everything, to actually say, oh, are we really with the right person?
Okay. All right, that makes sense. So what would you do if you won the lottery?
If I won the lottery, I've always dreamed of opening my orphanage village in Zimbabwe. So if I won the lottery, that would be an amazing thing for me, because it will start me off, like I build my homeless shelter, my homeless shelters like in Zimbabwe, and I'll build my orphanage village. And I also build a free school in Zimbabwe, because like most parents can't afford like to pay for their school fees for their kids to go to school. And I just love to help out. Like, I want to see my country progress. I want to see good things happening for Zimbabwe. And right now things are not really good, but I have like, that's my passion, just to build up my country. And who knows, one day, like, if that happens, maybe I can reach global and help other countries with whatever they are suffering with.
That's beautiful. I wish you all the best. That's really
Thank you.
incredible.
Thank you.
Of course. Why are you passionate about what you do?
Oh, why am I passionate about what I do? Like, it brings happiness to me. That's what makes me drive myself to the things that I do. Because like, if something doesn't bring joy to you, seeing people happy, seeing people smile, like there's no point in doing something that doesn't bring joy to you.
Makes sense. Very much. You're absolutely right. A lot of people are doing something or working somewhere and they're miserable every single day. So, like, there's no point. Time waits for no one. If you're miserable every single day, you're wasting your life being miserable. So, like, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. What do people misunderstand most about you?
Because I'm loving, I am all giving. Some people like take advantage of that. Like most people like have seen, because like because I'm loving and all that, and I'm also giving, so they have taken advantage of me because of my kindness. Like, I'm too kind, I'm too loving, so some people have come to me, and they coming back asking for stuff, and I've been giving, so they found me as like an easy target, a vulnerable target. like that. Whenever we go to him, he always loves to help us. And they have taken proper advantage of me. That's what my family has actually mentioned to me before, like, stop being too helpful to people, because like them people, like when it comes to their turn, when you try to ask for their help back, sometimes them people you've been helping, they're gonna leave you. They're not gonna be there for you.
Definitely, absolutely right. You're very right about that. Yeah, kindness, lots of people do take advantage of kind people, giving people. So yeah, like I mentioned before, it's not bad. Just know your limits, because people that are taking from you, they don't know their limits. So they'll just keep going and going and going. And if you don't stop it, they'll just keep going. You mentioned you have siblings. How many do you have?
I got a little sister, and I also got a, like a half brother, half sister, and yeah.
Okay, awesome. Nice. Are you the oldest?
I am the oldest. I'm the
Awesome.
only, like, I'm mostly the only child that my mom and my dad had together.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. So the rest
There
are
are,
just step siblings.
yeah.
Okay, awesome. How did they affect your life?
They do not like affect my life. It's just like because like now I'm like living with like my mom and my little sister. Sometimes my little sister, because she was born in the UK, sometimes she doesn't listen to me. She doesn't listen to me when I try to warn her, like, you should like come back home early. Like people in UK, like they don't like some of them, they don't like our color. They You can get killed, like what they did to my friend, like, because he was not from the UK and stuff. You can get killed easily and all that. And I tried to tell her as well, like about like visiting people, like when she goes to visit people, like her friends, like she should message me, tell me where she is, because like this country, like there are people like w where you can go, like there are people who kidnap kids and whatever and things like that, and they can take advantage of them. So I try my best as well to protect her, but because she was born in the UK, like she doesn't like to listen, and it's really hard, like trying to talk to someone who doesn't want to listen, and that can really affect my whole life with her.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm so sorry you're going through that, but life is all about lessons. So you're trying your best. Once she grows up a little bit, she'll understand. And there's bad things going on all over the world. So it's just a matter of checking, surroundings, communicating with your family and friends, and we all want our loved ones to be safe at all times. So how are you different from your old self from last year?
From my old self from last year, I'm saying like what I would say is proper different. Like my prayer life back then was a lot more higher. Like I was on fire. Like I could say I was on fire, like really on fire.
What do you mean you are on fire?
Like on fire for God. Like I used to be so much prayerful back in them days. Like now, because of all the things that happened to my friends and all that, like that has happened to some of my family members, some of my family members have gone through. It's just like I don't feel that fire no more. It's just like Just like sometimes it's like I'm asking myself inside, like, God, where are you? Are you, do you even still exist? Are you even still there? Like, why would all these things be happening to people whilst you are there?
Yeah, I definitely hear you on that. We ask ourselves these questions every day. Unfair things happen to people all the time. So sometimes we just question, like, why things we don't understand. What do you think is going to help you to fire up again?
What is it?
Like, what do you think is going to help you be on fire again?
That's what I've been practicing. Like right now, I've been watching like YouTube ceremonies, like Sarah Jakes or something, like Michael Todd, Pastor Michael Todd, and all that. Just trying to watch their ceremonies, and they are really encouraging me as well. Like I feel like my faith is coming back, like really slowly, like because they are telling me about, like, they're preaching about pains and all that, how to deal with it, so like with pains and all that. And the more they are preaching, the more they are preaching, the more I'm listening. It's like still telling me that God is there. God is there, and like the things that are just happening is like, it's life. It's like life. Like life is not always gonna be a piece of like great cakes or something or whatever. Like life has got some up and downs. Like
Definitely.
it's not, yeah. So things are gonna just like I'm not gonna I'm not gonna be all perfect and all that, like, but indeed, like, God will help you, like, when the time is right, when he knows, like, God wouldn't allow something to happen, like, just like to make you feel the pain or whatever. Like, God, if God allowed people to die, God, if God allowed people to die, it was their time. Like the re like that's why the same some of the sermon tells me, like, God wouldn't allow it if it was not their time. So like that's why I think I'm gaining like my faith back, because like I'm now seeing things like, if God doesn't allow it, like he doesn't allow it, that means like they're not meant to be gone yet. But if he allows it, that means
How's their time?
that
Okay, makes
was
sense. Well,
their time.
I'm glad you're gaining a little bit of faith back and you're understanding things a little bit more now, and I wish you the best on your journey.
Thank you, thank
You're
you.
welcome. Of course. What character traits do you most respect in other people?
Most respect people who are like loving and kind to others, and those who respect others, like as well as they respect themselves, like and also people who like peace, not violence, because violence doesn't solve anything. If someone does anything wrong to you, do not pay it back in violence. Just like sit down and talk to that person, explain to them, like, oh, you when you did this, you really hurt me, but like I forgive you. if there is anything that has caused you to do this to me, like I don't know what I don't know what it is, and I don't want to know what it is, but I just want us to start from a fresh start together, like, and talk things out, like, instead of just being violent with each other, because this world, like, can't be built on violence. Like, to build the world, like, we all have to love one another, despite the color, despite the situations. Like, we all have to show each other love.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely, for sure. You gotta have love to, keep the world going. What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, like the biggest fear I have in life, in my life, is will I enter heaven? That's the biggest fear.
Wait.
I really want to enter heaven when God comes back. That's so, like, every time I think about that, and also I think about my loved ones, will they also enter heaven? And everyone does, who is just like, who is just like around me, my friends, everyone. Like, I just like pray and feel like fear for them as well. Like, I really want everyone, I want the whole world to enter heaven, but like I just worry about that. Like, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely understand that you want what's best for your loved ones as well as, everybody around you. That's beautiful. I can definitely understand that. What gets you motivated?
What gets me motivated, like seeing smiles on people, and also like listen to some motivational speeches on YouTube, and mostly like as well like the ceremonies from Sarah Jackson, all that, like, and TD Jakes, and like people who are so always smiley, like Kirk Franklin and all them. Like, they all motivate me. And some of the speeches that my mom gave me, some of the speeches my dad gives me, and some of the speeches, like, some of my lovely friends around me, who gives me the me who message me daily to check up on me, and to show me love, just like gives me motivation when there's so much love around you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, definitely. With human connection, it always, makes things better. So, like, I'm glad you have people in your life that are always checking up on you and your family and friends that are always around you. That's beautiful. That's something that we all need.
Thank you.
What's the most valuable lesson you've learned in life?
The most valuable lesson I've learned in life is, like, not everyone you see, like, in this life will be as kind to you as you are to them.
Preach.
Most people, like, you show them when you show them like too much kindness, they take like advantage of you, and most of them, they don't appreciate the kindness that you give to them.
Definitely, you're right. Awesome. Yeah, that is a very good lesson that everybody needs to know their limits. I mean, if you're a very kind, giving person, there's nothing wrong with that. Just know your boundaries and know your limits. What are you the What are you proudest of in your life?
Like I am proud of like things that I have done. Like I've done lots of things that even like I received compliments from people saying thank you are really an inspiration to my kids. You are an inspiration to my life, and you the things that you've done for like for all this like for all of us, like all the gifts and all the stuff and all the words that you've said to us are really building us up in our spirit and all that. Like I've said like things to some of like the people who have lost their like children who's like who are my friends. Like I prayed for their families, I prayed for their families and all that. Despite like me going through the pain as well, like that I've lost some brothers who are my friends. Like I prayed for I still had the power to pray for the families and this the hearing their parents or something st still thanking me as a friend for coming to show them love. Like in the time of their mourning and all that, it's really been something that means a lot to me.
That's very beautiful. You sounds like you have a very, very kind soul. You're very special.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is unique about you? I think you probably kind of answered that when I asked you about the fun fact about an Aquarius. So you're very unique in a way.
Thank you.
Of course. So what do you do for work? Do you work currently?
Yeah, right now I'm working for like next warehouse. And yeah. And
Okay.
I'm also like artistic, so I sometimes volunteer at the library, like drawing like things on for the kids to see like Santa Claus and all that to make them like smile.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank
Do
you.
you have like a portfolio of all of your art that you've drawn? Or...
I got videos, but I don't have a portfolio. But I got videos. I can share them with you sometime.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to see it. How did you meet your significant other if you have one?
Right now, right now I do not have one yet. Like I'm still yet to find one.
Okay, I wish you well finding your
Thank you.
significant other, of course.
Thank you.
What is one thing you want to change about yourself next year?
I really want to get to another level of prayer. Like, I really want to be proper soaked in the spirit. Proper soaked in the spirit. That means, like, nothing else comes, like, nothing else comes, like, to bring me down. Like, my spirit. I want my spirit to be high, like, higher on fire for God. Like next level, and I really want to take my steps with God, like to have proper an encounter, like with God, to a level that I've never been before.
Wow, that's awesome. I wish you all the best next year. I wish you, you get to that level.
Thank you.
And one challenge in your life shaped you the most.
One challenge that has shaped me the most in my life is like probably like losing most of my friends. Like that really shaped me. It broke me down.
Yeah, definitely. That, yeah, that would break anybody else down. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I definitely do know how you feel. I've lost multiple friends and family, so that's not something very easy to go through, and that will definitely shape your life moving forward.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, of course. What's the best advice a mentor has ever given you?
This is not a mentor, but it's a friend. Like he told me, like, no matter what this life brings, keep pushing forward. Like, face everything. Do not run away from things. Just like keep moving forward. Life can bring challenges, but like if you decide to quit, you are saying you are letting the devil win. You're letting the devil win because like the devil wants you to fail, and that's the mission. That's his agenda. He wants you to fail. But the more you keep pushing forward, the more you keep resisting whatever the devil is trying to give to you. Like you are showing him that like you are more stronger and you are more invisible. Like, and the one you save is more stronger than anything that he decided to throw your way.
Definitely. That is very beautiful advice. And I'm so happy you still remember it till this day because that's very powerful.
Thank you.
When are you the most productive?
When am I the most productive? Like, mostly like every day. I'm always hardworking. Like, I do everything like to try and take care of my mom, my little sister, and like if it is like going to work, like and coming back from work and doing another thing, I can do that. Like I've been in a situation where I went for a full on night shift, came back, and I went to my mom's friend's house and cut the lawn after my night shift
Wow.
when I should have been resting. I went and cut the lawn just to make sure my mom's friend's house had a nice lawn cut. Like, so my mom's friends, she called my mom and she says, "Oh, thank you so much for your son. Like, he is very, very wonderful and kind." So like, I never expected this. Like, I never expected that someone's son would come and cut my lawn, because my son is all the way far away in Birmingham. He's in uni, and like I do not have anyone, but your son took his time to come and cut my lawn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's very sweet of you.
Thank you.
Of course. You said you work in a warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for those interested in working in a warehouse?
Like warehouse is like a really, really like hard environment to work in, but like when you are driven for something, like when you really it really depends on how you want it. Like if you are looking to be successful in life, you have to face every challenge that comes your way, whether it's something that you like or something that you don't like. You just have to keep on facing it. Like, you just have to go for it. And like the challenge might be too hard, but the more you do it, you suddenly become used to it. Like warehouse work can be hard for a person who doesn't know it at the start. But the more you keep coming, like, and not giving up and just keep on trying. Like, people at the warehouse at the first period, they would want you to quit. Like, I had some people, like, on my first days at warehouse, I had people coming in my face laughing, like, ha ha ha, like, they were like, do you want to quit now, do you want to quit now? And I was like, no. I was like, no. Then they said, why not? You should quit. You should quit. So they would want to hurt you emotionally. And if you
That's
are,
awful.
if you like listen to whatever they say, you will not get where you want to. Like, but if you choose not to listen to that and keep pushing yourself, trust me, like, you would learn one day to love the environment you are working in.
That's well said. I think that also goes for life, basically. You know, if you're trying to achieve anything in life, people are always going to laugh at you, make it hard for you. So you just have to keep pushing forward.
True, very
Yeah.
true.
What do you wish you knew before starting working over there?
What I wish I knew before, like, is how tough the first days would have been, because, like, I would have really prepared myself more, yeah, for them tough days. I would have really prepared myself,
Yeah.
but now that I already know, like, what I really thank God that, like, I didn't quit, although I felt like quitting them first 3 days. I felt like quitting with everything that was thrown onto me. But I thank God now that I didn't quit. Now I've been in this job for more than 2 months now.
Wow, congrats.
Thank you.
Of course. What's your favorite thing about what you do? About
What's my favorite thing about what I do is,
about
like,
working there.
the staff are really, most of them, like, are really friendly. And, like, also, like, I've been receiving great supports from the managers. The managers have been really been there for me. They've been telling me, like, oh, like, no matter what, like, what, there are people in this warehouse that can try to throw things at you. No matter what, we have your back. They told us we have your back. Like, if anybody tells you something that you're not happy with, come and see us, and we can confront them and talk to them for you. And also, like, we are here to give you support, whatever you need, don't hesitate to ask us.
That's awesome. Beautiful. I love companies like that.
Thank you.
I think you probably already answered this, but what gives you motivation? Is there anything else that gives you motivation?
I think I've already answered it, huh? Like,
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. So,
But music gives me motivation as well, like listening to music.
Yeah, okay. I love music too.
Thank you.
Who do you consider to be your biggest competitor? Do you have anybody in your life you think is competing with you?
The person who I think, like, is the devil. Like, the devil is always competing with me. He's trying to, like, to make sure I fall. Like, he doesn't want anything that's good for me.
Yeah, well, you just gotta keep waking up every day and being the best version of yourself and making sure the devil doesn't win.
Thank you.
Let me see. So, what's your top strategy for your success?
What's my top strategy?
What do you think is helping you succeed since you've been there
Like,
for 2 months?
I think it's just like keeping my head up and mostly like believing, like I know I've been through a lot, but I'm just believing in God, and I'm believing that God is my strength, and although things may be hard or things have gone hard, they have gone situations that I do not like, I believe that God is still there fighting for me, and things shall get better.
Peace, blessings. That's exactly correct. What's one piece of advice or life advice do you want to share with the people listening?
One piece of life advice is no matter what's happening in your life, do not give up. Life can be hard for all, but keep on fighting. Keep on fighting, keep on fighting, because there are lots of things that can be thrown to your to you. But the more you fight it, the more you motivate yourself, the more you keep pushing yourself, you are telling them situations that there is bigger and better things to deal with than to deal with what you are facing.
Definitely. Beautifully said. Well, I definitely appreciate you for answering all those questions and sharing with the world a little bit about yourself, your thoughts, your life, everything that's been going on with you. Definitely appreciate you joining me.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys once again for listening. I very much appreciate that. This is Ropani once again. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share with everybody that you know. Once again, welcome, Alpha. I definitely would love to interview again sometime in the future.
Thank you very much.
Of course. All right, guys, don't forget to follow my links on all of my platforms to support me on this journey. There is a monthly subscription, so if you guys could help me out with a coin or two, your girl does need it. But yeah, so definitely, guys, thank you so much. Peace and blessings. Have a great night, great day, great life. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon, Alpha.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.